Warning. DC on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city didn't save me.
What happened to you? The right to remain silent.
But I'm not a cop anymore.
I'm in the future.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive.
Supergirl.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
Absolutely. Heroes. You're legends.
What's up, guys, and welcome. You're listening to DC on CW, the Arrow edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, you can take us mobile, download the Rain Man Digital app that's available on the iTunes App Store and the Google Play Store. Just search Rain Man Digital. Also, you can find us on demand through iTunes and Stitcher. Search Rain Man DC on CW again. And when you get there, leave us a review. It helps the show out. We appreciate it. I am your host, Ryan Denton, and in the studio with me today is Bobby Doherty.
Hello, hello.
And Steve Crouch.
Yo.
Whoa, that was like, you sound like a pirate.
Arr.
My birthday is on Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Oh my God. Yeah. How did I never know that?
I don't know. Because that shit was just made up like 3 years ago.
Oh, that's right. Because
that's Steve's birthday.
Arr. Oh, yeah, his birthday was 3 years ago. He's born on a leap year.
Deb's born on a leap year.
Was she really?
Yeah.
How do I not know that?
February 29th.
Son of a
you
bitch.
You know nothing about us.
I know nothing, Jon Snow. Anyways, dumb shit aside, we are going to be talking and breaking down Arrow Season 6, which still blows me away that we're on Season 6, Episode 3, Next of Kin. Green Diggle takes over the team. I think that's what his name should be. Like, can we just change it to Green Diggle?
I didn't know if it would be Diggle Arrow or Green Diggle.
I like
Diggle.
Green
Diggle Arrow is pretty good, though.
Yeah, but Green Diggle rolls off the tongue.
Oof. I mean, we are talking about Diggle here, so, I mean, you can't tell me that Diggle hasn't rolled some stuff off his tongue, if you know what I mean. It's what? Diggle.
You dude, roll it off your tongue.
Goddamn, I mean, right, it's Diggle. Dude, we've already talked about this. We've had this discussion. I would go gay for Diggle.
I know you would.
Dude, who wouldn't? Look at those arms, man. Are you kidding me? Even though one doesn't work right, but, I mean, even still, look at those arms. No, you know what, man? This was... There's some cool shots in this episode. I can't wait to talk about some of the pacing and some of the shot. What's the word I'm looking for?
Cinematography.
Cinematography. There it is. Thank you.
We are professional people that break down TV shows for a living.
I don't even know the fucking word. Woohoo!
The TV thing when they did the thing on the screen
and he was like in the shot. And
it was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways. All right. So anyways, let's go ahead and jump into some news. At least I know how to read. Or somewhat know how to read. So the first article we have here is kind of a fun one. There's kind of a fun and I guess surprising Halloween tradition at the Arrow offices. I was just reading this article. This is pretty interesting. If you think a lot of your favorite characters are dead on Arrow, and you are not the only one. Even members of the crew mourn the loss of some of those characters, literally when it's close to Halloween. We can't say whether the practice still continues, but recently comicbook.com learned that there were daily reminders of some of the characters Arrow had lost hanging in the production offices. Every Halloween, our casting director would put tombstones on the walls leading to his office for all the characters who met their demise on Arrow, executive producer Wendy Miracle revealed. For the season 5 finale. That was a very crowded wall, and that it was same in season 3. The graveyard got a little bit bigger in season 5 finale when we show killed off Malcolm Merlyn, Constantine Kovar, Adrian Chase, and this is the thing about this article that throws me off, and possibly other characters on the island.
Because they don't want to confirm whether they're dead or not. That's right. Why they're not telling you, because it's the same question we had when we started.
Or you know that maybe, you know, Speedy is going to end up dying, because she's still the one that's kind of like, who knows what's going on there. First of all, this is incredibly morbid. Secondly, I do like it when the shows have a little bit of fun, at the expense of what happens in the shows. But dude, can you imagine that wall for like just all the people. I think that it should be a reoccurring wall. Like everyone that's died in the show. Like how many tombstones would that be?
Like everybody? Like even like low rate gangsters?
Yeah. This is gangster guy number 3.
Random dude walking in the background of explosion.
Dude, how many times was Sarah and
the Lance sisters? It's just a tomb with like season 4, 2, 1.
They just got adding. Each etching every time they die. Dude, that would be amazing. I would laugh my ass off walking through there and be like, huh, wow. I mean, the one that I'd really laugh at is Artemis, because I would just be like, yes, she deserved to die anyways.
Finally confirming.
Yay! I mean, dude, she's dead. Come on. She ain't coming back. Talia and Nyssa, those are two that we still don't know. It's what, dude, talk about spoiler alert. If you're walking down the hallway and you're like, what the fuck? They're just dead. You're like,
it just says like Diggle.
Oh, God, that would hurt.
Dead Diggle.
Dead Diggle. Diggle dead.
Little Diggle dead.
Oh, Little Diggle's on there for sure.
It's a small one.
Yeah. Oh.
Ouch.
Ouch. Did Medium Diggle die since he got married? I feel like Medium Diggle gets killed too.
His brother?
That's what he calls Dick.
Oh. I thought we were talking about Little Diggle being the dick. But.
Yeah, no. Little Diggle is his brother.
Little Diggle's his brother.
Yeah.
Medium Diggle's his third leg.
Yeah. his tripod.
And obviously that shit's died a long time ago because he's only got one kid.
Oh, poor Medium Diggle. Maybe the new Black Canary wants a little Medium Diggle. She looks like she's
into it.
You give him hungry eyes.
Yeah.
You think?
She's
thirsty for sure.
I just think that's her look.
She just has thirsty look all over.
Have you followed her on Instagram?
No, but I'm
actually
about
follow
to.
Her on Instagram.
Does she not?
She does have thirsty face.
She does have those eyes.
Really?
The fuck me eyes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you don't follow her? You really should follow her. Juliana Harkavy, in case you're wondering.
You're interested. She's multi-raced.
Yeah, she's a mutt, but you know what, man? She is.
I got all the good parts.
Yeah, she got all the good parts. Yeah, let's get out of this boner fest. All right. Our next article is actually something that I noticed in the episode here. Is Arrow finally going to introduce Ted Kord? Now, we've talked about this a lot on the show. Blue Beetle, are we going to get Ted Kord? And we've seen Kord Industries literally plastered in this show, what, like 20 times? Like, I feel like it's been forever.
They announced it, did they not?
They announced it and they took it away.
Yeah,
and
there's been
that was the whole like Geoff Johns retaking over,
right?
You know, and
right,
because they wanted to do the Booster Gold movie.
Yeah.
And then they said, "Well, no, we're not taking characters away from the TV shows; they can come back." That's why Deathstroke came back, and that's why Kord Industries has made its return.
Right, and I feel they've also dropped some names that I will not go into, but they have dropped some names that they've recently, you know, kind of opened up some stuff too as well. So, but into the article, tonight's episode saw Team Arrow under the direction of John Diggle investigating a string of robberies targeting Kord Industries. The company name is mentioned throughout the episode with Dinah Drake saying that she needs to chat with Kord Industries CEO. While certainly it isn't the first time the name has been mentioned within Arrow, it's certainly pretty prominent in tonight's episode, which got us thinking, could Ted Kord / Blue Beetle himself finally make an appearance? Now, do I think he'll show up? Yes, I absolutely think that Ted Kord will show up. Do I think he'll be Blue Beetle ever? Maybe 2 seasons from now, but I don't think it's coming anytime soon. You know, and if you guys aren't familiar with Ted Kord and who the Blue Beetle is, Blue Beetle is a guy who puts on a suit, has some gadgets. He's, for the lack of a better word, a low grade, you know, Batman to the point. But he's a cool character. There's been some recent iterations of Ted Kord that are not Ted Kord, but the Blue Beetle that are way more technical, way more like technology based and alien technology based. But we won't even talk about that because that's a completely different character in the Blue Beetle costume.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. I think. And he's been kind of enigma too. So Ted Kord has been a bit of an enigma within the world of Arrow, something that began in the show's first season. In the season 21st episode, The Undertaking, Moira and Robert Queen had a conversation after attending one of Ted Kord's parties. So again, he's been mentioned multiple times. But that's the thing. So we've had references to Aquaman. We've had references to Green Lantern. Batman, Wayne. Yeah. Like there's been tons and don't get Bob gets mad when we talk about Batman. So it's one of those things, man. We've had,
I don't get mad.
You get mad at me because I blow.
And I just think it's ridiculous that you it's like the continuous running joke for you to get me irritated about you mentioning Batman.
I love doing it. It's amazing. But no, I think we'll see Ted Kord, but I don't think we'll see Blue Beetle anytime soon. It's kind of the same thing with the other characters that they mentioned. Do I think we'll ever see Aquaman or Green Lantern? Maybe, but it's not going to be anytime soon. And same thing with Batman. I know I like to give Bob shit, but I really don't think it's happening anytime soon. Will we see their alter egos? Possibly. Possibly.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah, like Bruce Wayne shows up or, you know, Ted Kord shows up. I'm okay with that. I don't need to see – as long as I see their alter ego, I'll be like, okay, cool. I'm
he's
cool
there.
Yeah, cool. He's there. We'll talk about it. Even in Flash, they mentioned Atlantean technology,
mm-hmm.
right? So I feel like they're opening it up, the world.
But it's always one of those things. I'm going to go back to what runs these shows these days. It's the internet buzz, as they like to call it.
Clicks, man.
Yeah, they want the clicks. They want people talking about it. Yep. It's no different than kind of even how we sell our shows. It's we have this many people going through and clicking through this many links. And how do you get those? You release these little stories like this, and then people go around and like, look at our social media impact here because we just mentioned Bruce Wayne.
Right.
We'll bring it up from last week. You know, that was the biggest story out of it, and it was a 2-second throwaway line.
Yep.
You know, and Kord Industries at least has some kind of impact on the city,
right.
that it's in the city. It's something that's going on. There are a continuous problem that's going on. So Ted Kord needs to show up.
Yeah.
You know, even as his own, you know, like.
Well, he needs to be there, dude. How many times has his company been mentioned and there's some kind of nefarious thing going on around Ted Kord or Kord Industries? So he has to show up. I mean, it'd be no different if it was Wayne Enterprises and, you know, there was a bunch of nefarious shit going on there. I feel like he needs to show up.
Well, that's starting. So.
Well, don't. Yes. But anyways, the fact of the matter is I feel like, yes, I think he shows up. Do we see Blue Beetle? Not anytime soon.
Do you think if we do, we're going to see his goofy ass spaceship car thing that looks like the Night Owl?
I sure as hell hope not. That thing is hideous.
It's, I don't know. They could make it look pretty cool. Huh?
I mean, they made Night Owl look cool. And I guess that, you know, he was kind of a goober.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I always thought that Blue Beetle, the original Ted Kord, was kind of goofy anyways, especially when he was with Booster Gold. They were the two most goofy characters you could ever fucking see.
Dude, people love the shit out of them, though.
I know, because they're goofy as shit. So I'm hopeful that Ted Kord will show up, but again, guys, don't get your hopes up for Blue Beetle anytime soon. With that, guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump into Season 6, Episode 3, Next to Kin. But first, a quick break.
Aw, people say he's just a pretty face.
DC on CW. Right back.
This is Star Wars. Thumbna, Bunker, Tinker, Skeeter.
All I'm saying is that someday we may be ready for a rated R Star Wars. But right now, putting the Star Wars name on things where people are already confused with Rogue One, and now you're throwing a rated R rating, it's too much confusion. It's not about identifying. It's about making sure the mainstream audience and general audiences understand what's going on. Can you imagine that, dude? You go to see Star Wars and it has a rated R rating on it. You're like, what?
Yeah.
What is this?
And on top of that, it's kind of like, for those people, those fans that want a rated R movie, you guys do realize that Star Wars was made for a younger audience.
Yeah, you know what? If you want something more adult, just go look up keywords on Google here. Star Wars parody porn. There you go. That's mature content right there for you. there's lots of shooting in people's faces and all kinds of things.
Also, if you've missed our last show, you can also find us on your Stitcher app. Search Back to Tank. That is to your favorites. Thank you, and we will see you very soon.
He has to come back. I think the Lucifer of that world is going to kill him.
You think?
Oh.
Boom.
No. You need to have original Lucifer be the one they finally deal with.
I think original Lucifer and alternate universe Lucifer are going to be shipped really soon on Twitter.
I think they're going to fuse and become Ultimate Lucifer.
Ultimate Lucifer on Tumblr is going to be a ship.
I'm going to actually make that. Hold on, let me get that Twitter.
Can we copyright that?
I'm going to get that Twitter handle right now. Hold on.
I'm going to ship Lucifer with Lucifer. Alternate reality Lucifer with Earth 1 Lucifer. Can we call this Earth 1?
No, don't get started with that.
Let's call this... What are we going to call this, then? Supernatural 1?
Ultimate 1?
Ultimate 1. SPN 1 World 1.
That is a terrible name.
What is this, Mario Brothers? I would love to see that on Tumblr. Get it started, guys.
Send me your
Lucifer fan fiction.
I want to see Lucifer enter Lucifer.
Very meta.
It'll be very Lucy.
Oh. That's horrible.
Wait, which one would be the girl and which one would be the boy?
But does it matter? Why do you got a label?
I'm not labeling.
Why can't they just be two?
I'm just curious which one would be the giver and which one would be the taker.
Carry on my wayward son.
Don't miss Supernatural The Crossroads every week on Rain Man Digital. Go to supernaturalthecrossroads.com for more information.
Have you missed an episode of DC on CW? Catch up on all of our discussions from Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, and Legends of Tomorrow. Just search DC on CW on iTunes and Stitcher. You can also find it on the Rain Man Digital app. Just search Rain Man Digital from the iTunes App Store or Google Play.
Ryan Dedgett's tooth does not hurt. You're listening to him on DC on CW.
Alright guys, we're back in this segment here. We're going to talk about Arrow Season 6, Episode 3, Next of Kin. Now, this one was directed by Kevin Tankorian?
Yeah.
Sure. Whatever. Written by Speedweed and Oscar Valderrama. Wilmer Valderrama's brother.
I doubt it. That's even remotely the same, but I'll allow it.
You'll allow it? Sounds similar, right? You know what, man? Can we just call this episode The Diggle Dilemma?
Well, no, we had Diggle Dilemma last week. Now, like, it's just the continuation.
So Diggle Dilemma continued.
Yes. Part dose.
Part Diggle. We see the actual basically Diggle Air or Green Diggle or whatever the fuck you want to call him experiment basically start here in this episode. His tremors are gone, though. And I'm sorry, but the fact that they call him Tremors, I think of Graboids from the movie Tremors, and I can't not think of that movie when he says Tremors. So just want to say that every time he says that, I think of this weird monster that's under the ground.
If they would have called it the Shakes, it would have been like Iron Man.
Yeah, that would have been different. Yeah. So we get to finally see Diggle lead the team into missions, and everything doesn't go exactly as planned, which I think we kind of had an idea that was going to happen, right? I think after last episode, we kind of were like, okay, he's going to lead the team, but some shit's going to go down and they're going to question him being the leader, right?
Because that's the only conflict they could create for Diggle.
Right. I mean, what else could they say? Oh, Diggle's dick's too big. You know, well, fuck, there's a dilemma. Like, or it doesn't fit in the suit.
It stopped working. That could have been the thing.
Didn't we just talk about it? You know, medium Diggle doesn't work anymore now.
Yeah.
But the thing
three
is...
Three people on the team are just very disappointed.
Oh, Black Canary's like, oh, man, damn it. I was hoping to jump on that thing. Could she be riding it like a stripper pole?
Oh, Jesus.
we had an idea that that was where, we were going to go with Diggle's character, especially in this season. But we finally do see Diggle actually shoot. Right? We get to see him shoot somebody.
No, he doesn't shoot. No,
or he doesn't shoot. Yeah. Well, then there needs to be an NT on that there. But
you did watch the show, so you could always go off of not necessarily what I write.
Yeah.
Ron Burgundy.
Well, I'm Ron Burgundy. We all know that.
the teleprompter's broken.
We all know that my character is Ron Burgundy. Well, I'm trying to remember.
He doesn't shoot.
He does shoot. He shoots that shit up in his arm at the end.
No, whatever.
Oh, oh yeah, God. Got him.
Whatever makes you feel better about yourself.
No, I fucked that one up. No, he does shoot at the very end when he gets the new crossbow.
Yeah, ooh, but yeah. Not on the mission.
Yeah. I failed. Whatever. I'm trying to fucking
you have
save
failed
myself.
This show.
I failed the show a lot. I was wondering about that. So I subconsciously noticed it. Like when the first mission was going on, I'm like, man, he's carrying that bow around. Is he going to fucking use it? Like you would think for years,
you would pick it up.
Yeah. Or like, you know, at least once say like, oh, let me try that out. You know? And like, dude, first of all, shooting a bow isn't that hard. I'm not, no, let me preface
okay,
here.
Hold on.
No, hold on. I have shot a bow. It is hard, but I feel like after this many years being around Oliver shooting a bow, at some point you would have picked it up and at least tried it out a couple times. Like I know me and how I am. I'm very curious about shit like that.
You're curious, all right.
Yeah, bi curious. And I would have messed with it in the thing. Like I feel like you would, right?
I could just see Ryan in the lair and Oliver being in the back. Stop dry firing my bow, you asshole. <Right? laughs>
Dude, just fucking tennis balls bouncing everywhere because I can't hit shit, dude. Like that would be hilarious.
Just like going through sandwiches that they're trying to eat, like
but I
the
feel
arrows.
Like dude, okay, when I've shot a bow before, okay, and this what like vertical is very is difficult. But if you turn it sideways and shoot
is
this
because
way.
He's what black? Are you in Compton?
Yeah, dude. It's because he's black.
Definitely,
it's a
black
kill shot.
It's definitely a black arrow now. Turn the bow sideways. Bow sideways now. Definitely black.
Definitely
guy.
Black guy. Oh man, that is amazing, dude. I would die laughing.
The helicopter guy covering the fight is definitely a black guy now.
Guys, it looks like the arrow has turned the bow sideways. That means we can rule every white guy out of being Arrow. Looks like Oliver is not Green Arrow. Weird how that works.
Oliver's offending himself to the FBI lady that way.
Look at me, I'm white. I can't shoot a bow.
It's not me. Like, look, dude, does this look natural for me to turn it sideways and shoot?
Oh, God.
I mean, that's how Renee shoots his gun still.
Right? He shoots him sideways. Just saying. It's a kill shot, bro. But I, you know what? I think it is actually very smart for them to have the team be afraid that he's not. That people will notice that he's not shooting the, you know.
That he's riding sound waves across buildings, smashing into cars.
Yeah, dude, like, God.
What is a better, okay, guys, I can't shoot an arrow worth a shit right now. How am I going to jump from building to building like Oliver does? Anybody, any ideas? Do you want to ride my sound waves?
Yeah, do you want to fall and then just get pushed onto this thing? And dude, first of all, hitting that car, that would hurt like a motherfucker, dude. There's no way you barrel into a car at that speed and not fucking hurt yourself.
It would just have been funny after for him to like get with the Black Canary and she's like, how's your arm? Well, it fucking hurts again.
Nah, nothing hurt him at that point because he was so full of drugs at that point, you know?
Yeah.
I do want to talk about the where Diggle actually gets in the truck. With the dudes, like they're protecting that truck. Okay, first of all, I saw them showing up. Okay, that was kind of predictable, but him getting in the truck and riding with them, totally not predictable.
Yeah, didn't see it coming.
I'm like, they pan to it, and I'm like, oh, and then I see Diggle in the front seat, and I'm like, what the hell? And the fact that he rags,
after the other guy had already ragged
on his music choice, dude. Fucking great.
I don't know if I've ever seen two extras get real lines like that.
Yeah,
like,
those were big
like a memorable
lines.
Scene because it was one of those like, oh, they put some humor in there. And
well, it reminded me too a lot of like the scene in Ghostbusters where they're riding in the elevator, or even in the new Ninja Turtles where they're in there and they're fucking banging that's what it reminded me of some kind of like funny, you know, scene that you wouldn't really expect.
Just this giant black man in a costume sitting shotgun.
Dude, okay, first of all, I want to talk about, you know, Diggle being Arrow. You can still see the lower half of his face.
Okay, I was just going to say the same thing.
Okay, like
he has no beard, no scruff, and yeah, he's black.
So overnight, the same character sees, you know, White Arrow, whatever the hell you want to call him, you know, you see Oliver. Then the next you see Diggle, it's like, it's kind of obvious, right? I mean, right?
Maybe it's one of those things to where
it's too dark. You can't see his chin.
No, not even that.
Oh.
He went. You're saying he went blackface?
No,
oh,
stop.
Wow.
No, but like we've met people that were just like when we meet them and for the first time, we're just like, wow, I didn't think he looked like that or he was that big or whatever, you know. Maybe
I didn't think he was that big.
I didn't think he was that black. It's crazy. I mean, I just thought he was some white guy. But
like, how much stuff do they have really on the Arrow other than what are doctored photos?
Yeah, right. But the thing is, like,
there's five seasons of people seeing his ass.
No, not true. He wasn't the Hood, and he was the Hood in the first two.
Yes, and that was Roy.
Yeah, that was Roy, and he was a white guy. Hey man, whatever, dude. The Arrow is just a bunch of people, man. Next,
I am the Arrow. It's yeah, like Negan. Yeah. So
next season we're gonna find an Asian dude, and the Asian dude's gonna get in the suit, and he's an Asian guy.
It's like V for
Vendetta. A lot better at the ninjas.
He would actually probably be able to shoot the bow too. Oh, is that stereotyping?
No.
Wow, like Crouching Tiger.
Yeah, yeah. He flies around with a fucking sword, like
runs across the treetops.
He'd be better than Diggle riding sound waves.
Oh, poor Diggle. Anyways, I definitely think that scene though we talked about in the shot with Diggle riding shotgun. There's no way that Oliver would have been able to deliver that line as funny, I think, as Diggle did. So I thought that actually made sense, and I don't know why that is. I'd never really thought of Diggle as a funny character, but I think Diggle just has the delivery. I think that would have been way better than Oliver could have made there.
Yeah.
Oliver would have made it way too serious.
And like you said, we've had 5 years of Oliver being the Arrow. We've never seen him do it. Like, yeah. Well, let's just write him a quick one-liner real quick and see how it goes.
Yeah. I definitely, you know, I kind of had a feeling that we were going to see Diggle freeze. And that, unfortunately, I kind of saw that coming. And what I mean by that is, you know, he's hesitant. He doesn't know if... you know, the Tremors are going to come back. And, you know, he just kind of like thrust into this thing. And it was really kind of unfortunate to watch Diggle freeze and kind of second guess himself.
Mm-hmm.
I do think this is just me and this is completely my opinion. I'm 50-50 on this, but I really think half of me is like, wow, Renee, what a bitch and snitching. And the other half of me is like, oh, it was kind of needed to be done. But it was just like, I don't know. I'm like 50-50 on it. Like
snitches get stitches.
Like, yeah, dude, it really was kind of a bitch maneuver, dude. Like, and I never really considered Renee to be the one to do it. I thought.
Really? He's the mad dog. He's a wild one, man.
Yeah, but I never thought he would do that.
Why not? Like, if you were the one that was sat there and you were just like looking at me and you're just like, Bobby, do something. Like, what do you want me to do? And you watch that truck crash into that building, and that was on you not making the decision. And Oliver needs to know that maybe you didn't put the right guy in charge. Like, I don't think of it again, it just might be like, you don't think of it as like a snitching thing or like he's like, oh, Diggle's Green Arrow now, you guys should arrest him. But, you know, think of it as Diggle's Green Arrow now. If he doesn't get his shit together, I might die.
That's the second time
that Diggle's done that to him. Remember?
Yeah.
The first episode when he couldn't shoot.
Yeah.
Oliver had to save his ass from fucking dying.
That's a good point. I think. Oh, go ahead, Steve.
You have to wonder. You hope at least it's altruistic in his intent and what he's doing, and it's not just him jockeying to be the Arrow.
I think the way that they built up Renee, I thought it would have been made more sense for him to go to Diggle first and say, hey.
But I think he's more comfortable with Oliver now that he is
I agree, but at the same time, they built Diggle and Arrow and Renee up to having this relationship at one point. You know, and I don't mean shipping them, but when I say that, I mean like they had last season, they had a very good relationship being able to talk
to each
other.
Riggle?
That would be Riggle.
Riggle.
That'd be wild Diggle at that point. But no, I think that they had a good chemistry there where he was able to talk to Diggle, right?
Uh-huh.
And he got him through some pretty shitty times. I figured that's it should have started with him talking to Diggle first, and then if he fucked up again, then you go to, and I think that's they did that, but they didn't do that. And what I mean by that is that it took the second time for him to jack up for him to go to Oliver. So
yeah.
It is. I understand why he did it, and I'm not saying it was a bad thing. That's why I'm kind of 50-50 on the edge with it. But I think the first step should have been going to Diggle, and but then that would have made no sense with having Dinah. constantly on his ass about, hey, have you told Oliver? Have you told Oliver? Have you told Oliver? Now you got two fucking people doing that. That's a little too much. And I think I understand why they did it the way they did.
He still tore Diggle a little bit of an asshole there for a minute.
Did he now?
Yeah.
I mean.
It's one of those things that we've learned in this show that, you know, they keep secrets.
Well, dude.
All the time. Dinah still hasn't said anything. And, you know, she's continuously covering for him.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time, even with the other teammates. So it's bad enough that you are lying, you know, to one. But now it's just like spreading it. It's like you're guilty by association. So say Terrific dies somehow. That's on both of them.
Yeah. Well, I think too, dude, like, and we talked about this on Flash. It's like, dude, why in the Arrowverse can these motherfuckers not tell each other the truth? Like, it just seems like obviously if they start just being completely honest with each other, you know, there's no conflict and now we don't have a fucking TV show. But the fact of the matter is, dude, it's like at some point, you know, and at least Oliver, who is the worst offender of all, has completely made a 180 and has been very upfront about everything lately, which is nice. It's very new.
It's probably his mayoral influences, you think?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
He has to be somewhat upfront.
He has to be, well, he says it in the beginning, I had to become something else. And he does by becoming mayor. And I think, you know, he was the biggest offender of this, though, this golden rule of the Arrowverse of not being able to tell the truth. I think the only show that we really don't see a tons of it is Legends. There's not tons of lying.
Hey, because you got a futuristic computer that can tell you.
Tell you what the fuck you did. Yeah.
No, that didn't happen. Bullshit, Captain. That did happen.
I think, man, it does get a little stale, them not telling each other. But it
just seems like it's the go-to thing of creating conflict. What are we going to do this season? Diggle's going to get hurt and he's not going to tell anybody, but one person's going to find out and they're not going to tell anybody. All right, write that on the board.
Put that on the board. Put a pin in that. We're going to come back to that. I don't know, man. I just think that sometimes that is their go-to, and it's mind-numbing because it's like, God damn it, just tell them the fucking truth. Like, I sit there and I find myself yelling at the TV. Like, and it's just like, come on, dude. You alleviate so much pressure on the show.
Yeah.
If you say. Dude, can we talk about the Diggle-Oliver talk? And I want to preface this, and they actually say it in this talk here. How many damn times have we seen Diggle find Oliver in the bottom of the fucking the lair? And like they say, brooding, and Diggle ends up talking Oliver off the ledge. This was a complete role reversal.
Uh-huh.
And it was actually kind of awesome to see Oliver being the one giving the most, giving the sense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it just, it's, I'm actually digging, not pun aside, but I am digging Oliver the way he is now. Being very upfront, being, you know, kind of more than what he was. And I think
it's a different type of leadership from him.
It is. And it's, you know, we've seen the asshole. We've seen the guy, you know, beating them to become part of the team. We've seen, you know, I don't want anybody on my team. We've seen almost every
iteration. Having like the whole fucking city on my team now.
Yeah, we've seen everything. And I think this version of Oliver is the most heroic. And I think, honestly, this is why I truly believe that we will not see him out of the suit for very long. I just think this thing with Diggle is something to kind of bide time, and then we're going to see the truest form of Green Arrow that we've gotten, because he's learning these lessons that there's no way he could learn as Green Arrow.
Right.
Does that make sense?
True leadership.
True leadership, like without questioning your teammates, with true leadership and leading people in the right direction and everyone. You know, there were times last season and even the season before that where we found Oliver just leading people but leading blindly, if that makes sense. Now we've got Oliver who is, for the lack of a better word, on his shit. And I think that is that's truly the Green Arrow that we want, right? We want that guy. We want the dude from the comic books that is, you know, confident, but also, you know, a badass, but also has great leadership skills. Like, that's what we want, is funny. Like, he is funny in the comic books.
This is the first time I feel where it seems there's true trust, because he's walked away and handed the baton to Diggle and the team to, you guys go do this thing. I've got this other thing that I have to go do.
I can be a hero here while you guys are being heroes there.
And he's not micromanaging.
Exactly. And that's what we've seen multiple times in the last fucking five seasons. We've seen Oliver micromanage the shit out of the team.
Yeah.
You're right, Steve. He trusts all of them now to say, all right, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to be the mayor, and I'm going to have your guys' back as the mayor, and I'm going to be a hero here while you guys are being heroes over here. And I will help however I can, but that's why that scene was so much more powerful. You know, obviously he finally acknowledges the fact that Diggle has a family too. Like that was something
we talked about,
right?
You're like, why did I'm going to give you have the same responsibilities I do. And it was kind of cool to see Oliver actually like maybe the kind of opening in his eyes that other people have lives too.
Yeah.
They're not just down in that bunker waiting for the new Green Arrow things.
Dude, that's no different than me saying, hey, I'm not going to do this thing. Bob, you do it. You don't have anything going on. Like, that's just not how it works, dude. Like, and that's why we were really concerned. Was it the first episode? We were like, what the fuck? Or no, last episode. We were like, what the fuck? Doesn't he have kids and a family and shit? Like, what the hell, man?
Now
like,
you're putting him at risk FBI and everybody else.
I just think that was they glossed over it, and I'm glad that they kind of came back to that with Oliver saying, and again, that goes on that huge rant I went about Oliver being awesome now, but he realized that, like, holy shit, I might have put way too much on Diggle because he has the same things that I'm, you know, like, I have a family now.
Yeah.
So I think that was cool that they
perspective.
Went perspective. Yeah, yes, very much so. And by doing that gave Diggle more confidence. It gave him the confidence to kind of be the Green Arrow. And I think it was awesome. The best part of that whole talk was when he goes, you thought that I made those decisions confidently? Dude, he says inside, I was like scared to make those decisions. I mean, he goes, it's very flattering that you think I made those decisions wholeheartedly. But at the end of the day, I didn't know the decision I was making. And like, dude, that's a leader, dude, to say something like that for under pressure. In the most shitty of time to make a decision that could cost someone their life and being completely confident about it is that's a superhero, right?
Yeah. And you talked about the confidence and how those two interacted. And I think, you know, again, we saw what is the best part of Arrow's original team Arrow, because we saw like kind of later on the same thing with Oliver and Felicity, when those two, like, you know, whatever pairing off you want to do, whether it's Oliver and Diggle or Felicity and Oliver, when they're together and talking, like monologuing or going back and forth or whatever they're doing to each other, those are like the best acted scenes. You can tell that they're comfortable with each other and that they actually look like they're speaking from the heart. Because sometimes with the Arrow dialogue, it's just like, we must go there.
It's like robotic.
Yes, it's very robotic.
And when you get Stephen Amell or you get Emily Bett Rickards, or you get why am I blanking? I just call him Diggle.
David Ramsey.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, I'm going to let him burn for a little bit.
That's fucked up. That's not a very good leader. No, when you get them together, and they've been doing this for so long, and you watch them act, like you see David Ramsey and you see Stephen Amell interacting, it looks like two guys who are brothers because they've been through so much shit. It looks believable. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right, Bob. In some scenes, there it's very much very automaton. Well, we need to put on our suits now.
suit up. We will go out and fight bad guys.
Yeah, like it is very interesting. So I think it adds a very realism to the scene. And we see it. We see it with the gas attack. We see him make the tough decision. Hey, you go do this. I'm going to go do this, and you go do that. And that's exactly under pressure. That's exactly what a team leader should do. You know, we see the team fighting all together. Everything kind of starts to click, right? We also see Diggle finally pimp hand someone again, which, like, dude, the last time we saw him backhand pimp hand someone.
That limo scene was actually shot very, very well.
I wanted to actually – that was one of the parts I put in a pin in because I wanted to talk about that. That scene was shot unbelievably well from the aspect of inside the limo, and you get to see almost the entire fight from the inside of the limo from the perspective of the dude sitting there watching them fight.
Yes.
That was fucking unreal, dude.
Yeah, no, it was a beautiful shot, and again, a good fight scene that ended up with the bitch slap from Diggle.
The bitch slap we get from Diggle, we get to see the scene from them fighting outside, and then it gets inside the limo, and they're fighting. Dude, that was very much a Jackie Chan kind of fight scene, where you kind of see everything, and then it gets real, like, close. And you're like, whoa, okay, this is – dude, they thought that out. That fight scene was bad ass, dude. That was super duper cool.
Yeah.
I dig that.
And we ran a story, I think it was our first week, that the cinematography people had changed. Different. And you wonder if this is the influences we had, because we haven't seen any kind of camera work and, you know, like this before.
I'm going to tell you right now, if the fight scenes stay the way they are, holy shit, man. We're in for a fucking treat this season. No joke.
So the first five seasons had a different crew than
yeah, they hired somebody new this season.
Really?
Yeah. Dude,
the choreography in this is way different. Way different.
Yeah, just the.
That was one of the things, though, in all the previous seasons that was still heralded as like a powerful thing, right? Like the choreography of all the fight scenes.
It was good.
Yeah, but we still had like camera blocking issues, where some of the fights looked weird when they were like going through hallways.
Almost like a dance.
Honestly, there were some scenes. There were some canary scenes. There were some, you know, some scenes with that you were just kind of like, I don't know about that. But like you brought this up last episode. Black Canary now, Diana Drake is, Juliana Harkavy is way more athletic. She can do a lot more, dude. Have you noticed they've been showing a lot of scenes with her in the bow actually doing bow work?
Yeah. And you're not getting the stunt double coming in.
Exactly.
Or them trying to get them to teach somebody the kick who hasn't never kicked before.
Right. And I think we're seeing that. Obviously, David Ramsey has been around this for a while. He knows how to kick and do all that stuff. So that's why that scene looked
he knows
really
how to
good.
Bitch slap from he knows years how to pimp of practice.
Hand,
dude.
That pimp hand is way strong. Now,
but why is it strong, Ryan?
Well, I mean, let's be completely
from
honest.
From all the bitch slaps.
Yeah, from all the pimps.
Or
because he's black. Right?
Or
because he's got a big dick.
Or he's on drugs?
He's on drugs. Or that. Oh, I was like, where are you going with this?
Come on, dude. It's a fucking transition.
It's not a good one. Okay, so I wanted to ask about this, too, because we get Diggle at the very end pumping his arm full of some drugs, which we don't know what it is yet, but obviously it's got to be some kind of steroid or stimulant to keep him from
all the Mirakuru is gone, right?
So this is
my question to you, or my thought on this. I think it is some kind of synthetic Mirakuru, because that explains why he's losing his mind.
Why he's having the issues.
And
yeah.
Is this how they bring back Roy? He's now a drug lord.
Well, here's the thing. Well, they could bring back Cody Rhodes' character.
Yeah.
Right? I forget the damn name he played.
I don't even care.
But it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, dude, this is so... We saw in the first season them do the speedy kind of drug angle, but is from the comic books, because that's very huge. And you guys are familiar with Green Arrow and Green Lantern. There was a huge arc where Speedy is an addict, and are they doing that with Diggle? Are they trying to go that route with Diggle? I saw some parallels there with, you know, what how they did that, and I'm like, oh man, that would be.
You think he's gonna bust in and see Diggle just shooting up?
Yeah, like I mean, obviously, who's gonna find out? Do you think Dinah finds out? It has to be
I think
Dinah,
that,
right?
Yes, because it seems like they're creating some kind of relationship, and the fact is that she's already lying for him. So I could see him.
I want to see Diggle Plower, dude. Lila won't ever find out, dude. Come on.
Your dick don't work on Mirakuru.
Oh, man. It's like steroids. It just fucking...
Yeah, it just shrivels your nuts.
Damn. Fucking impotent because of Mirakuru.
The whole thing.
Do you want super speed or a hard dick? Which one do you want? shit. Yeah, that sucks, dude.
I got super speed with a hard dick.
32 seconds. Anyways, all right, guys. So we're going to, on that note, on Bob's speedy dick, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some father skills from Oliver, and we'll talk about some mayor stuff too as well. So with that, guys, a quick break. Wants to give you more with free gifts. Go to adamandeve.com and you'll find over 18,000 adult entertainment products, including toys, lingerie, and a seemingly endless selection of adult DVDs. And there's more. We're giving you 10 free gifts. A gift for her, a gift for you, plus a gift you and your partner will both like. Plus 6 full-length adult DVDs. And free shipping. Holy shit, dude. That's like crazy. So head over to adamandeve.com, enter offer code Rain Man at checkout. That's RAINMAN at checkout. Have fun, guys. Hey, what's up, guys? We're back. We're going to jump into Father of the Year, Oliver, or sort of Father of the Year.
You
or...
said that so aggressively.
I did. I got really aggressive.
Just watched the sound thing spike.
I was like, oh, shit. I mean, we can talk about Oliver being a better father. William seems to be happier, but I really don't give a shit about William. Still.
Oh, come on, really? It didn't change anything?
He was a little better, but okay, first of all, okay, he was a little better.
But he's still a shithead.
But what fucking kid is like, don't talk to me, Dad. I got to study.
Right. If you can't help, I can't talk to people who won't help me.
Are you fucking kidding me? He's how old now? He's like 11, right?
We don't know.
We don't know.
We say he's like 11, 12.
When I was 11 or 12, I was like, oh, someone talked to me so I don't have to fucking study. Dude, what? Are you kidding me? He was, yes, I will admit, he was a little bit better this week.
Sucked.
He was but when I say a little bit, he went from like -7 to -6.5.
Okay? Did Felicity teach you that math?
No.
It sure wasn't Oliver.
poor Oliver. But dude, like, what kid says that?
You don't know. Ryan, there's all kinds of people
dude,
in this world.
Come on, Bobby.
Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. The kid didn't have a dad for a long time, so...
It doesn't matter, dude. Kids don't...
He can't hold some resentments? Fuck, man.
He can hold all the resentments he wants.
You're mad that he wanted to go study. I was mad that Oliver cooked him breakfast, and he was like, hey, asshole, you like scrambled eggs, right? Yeah, Dad, can I be excused?
I gotta go fucking study. Oh, you don't have time to eat? Dude, you're not in college. You're not cramming, okay? You're not doing fucking...
Yeah, what is he doing? Calculus 3? Yeah,
what the fuck, dude? Like, you're killing me, Smalls. Dude, you're doing quadratic equations, okay? You are not doing finding the tangent of a fucking triangle in fucking calculus. Like, you're killing me, dude. Like, come on. Come on. Be a kid.
I was going to see how many more math things you would throw
out. That was it.
That was pretty good, right?
That was it.
I was going to go, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, some PEMDAS in there. But I decided to just go with the two things that were on top of my head. Dude, I'm not a math major, okay?
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. How about that? Yes, he did. He was better, but at the same time, it was like you, dude, Oliver cooks in breakfast, which those eggs look pretty good. And then he's like, can I be excused, Dad? I got a study. No, eat your goddamn breakfast, you shithead.
You will sit there and eat those fucking eggs until they're gone.
Yeah, so anyways, Oliver gives him advice. And it's like, that was decent fatherly advice, right? Like, hey, relax. You know, you don't
that was decent father, except being mediocre.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, look. Okay, let me just talk about my dad and how that went. When it came to math, my dad was like, dude, fucking pass. Get C's and get the fuck out of here. Like, when it came
to... Get the fuck out of where? School or his house?
Both? I don't know. You never know. But no, it was like, he knew that my focus was on other subjects. In history, if I didn't get an A, he was like, okay, what the fuck? Like, but it was when it came to math, it's just never been a strong suit of my family. Like,
but the fact is, if you showed interest in math and your dad was kind of being like, don't worry about it.
I just think, dude, like, I get that.
Because as a parent, you're supposed to just, like, it doesn't matter if you like what your kid is doing or not. If he's taking interest in it, you don't take it away from him.
Right. And I think, essentially, I think Oliver figured that out. And he made the right decision by giving Felicity, say, hey, can you tutor my son? But the fact of the matter is, it's like, dude, this little kid is acting like he's in fucking college studying for a fucking midterm.
Hey, man, kids these days are starting that shit early.
Oh, dude, come on.
Dude, I work with a guy. He's got a 5-year-old and the girl speaks Chinese and Spanish in addition to English. She's in kindergarten.
Harley speaks English.
Dude, like.
See, one, as a parent, like, that to me is a fucking extreme. Like, I would feel bad for Harley if she was just like I made her learn all that, because that's definitely a forced
Dude, you turned her into a donut snob, though. Can we talk about that?
No, that's different.
But that's the thing. Like, so you learn things from your parent, right?
The bad and the good.
You're absolutely right. So I think this is an extreme. Okay, they did write him better in some aspects, but this is an extreme. No 11 or 12 year old is going to be cramming in their book like it's the fucking end of the world. Okay, like I'm sorry,
unless you're Asian, because their parents.
That's a different story to begin with. But I think we're looking at this the wrong way, or the writers are writing him really interesting. Because let me ask you a question, okay? Take out everything else. Your dad is the mayor of fucking Star City. Essentially, you're loaded at this point, right? Like, I feel like you're pretty fucking rich.
Well, he was already loaded.
No, he wasn't. He lived in some hovel with his mom. They weren't.
No. I'm talking to Ollie.
Oh, but I'm saying the kid. I'm talking about the kid.
Pre-Ollie.
Yeah, pre-. So the kid is now has tons of money. He's rich. He lit a fucking room. I wish I had that room when I was fucking 12. You kidding me?
I don't know. That barn door would bother me.
Really? I think that's kind of cool. I always wanted like a loft style door.
Yeah. Well, that, if I'm trying to beat off, I just think
it'd be Dad, be careful coming in here. I'm 12. Okay. But no, I feel like it's okay. I'm not making fun of academics by any means, because that's not what I'm doing. Cause I typically do that, but I'm not, yeah. I do typically do that, but I'm not.
You said doo-doo.
I did say doo-doo, but I typically do that. But no, I think it's to an extreme for a 12-year-old. It's okay to be, you know, hey, I've got a test. But to like you said, to get up and walk away from his fucking breakfast because, oh my God, my fucking task. Like, I don't know, man. That just seemed really weird.
Or that was just his scapegoat excuse.
Oh, that's a good point.
To get just, he clearly is harboring so much resentment towards Ollie for a gazillion different reasons. And
well, I thought we were getting a breakthrough after last episode, you know, and then he seems to be much happier. Right. I just, again, dude, I talked about it. I don't want
to. But can, like, would you have bought it if it was last week? It's like season or episode one. It was, you're the bad guy, you know,
to, I see bad guys.
To, I don't like you. Get out of my room. Hey, do you want to play a video game? To, like, him just all of a sudden, like, look, Dad, we got matching tattoos, you know.
No, but I've,
but you know,
I don't
what I
want
mean?
Him to be still be a little shithead.
But like, you got to slow play that, right? You can't just assume.
He's not going to warm up right away.
Look, here's the thing.
Uncle Ryan's buying shit. That's how he's getting in there.
I'm going to break it down for you real, real simple. Okay, I am still on the team that that the fucking kid should have died on the island.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say it.
And you know, the quicker that we get off of him being a total shitbag, the better. Like, your dad. First of all, your dad's a goddamn superhero. You're fucking loaded. You've got a room that I would fucking kill for, and I'm 31 years old now. The fact of the matter is, dude,
your room is bigger than my apartment.
You know what? I just thought of something. Didn't Ollie's mom give her a shitload of money to get lost with the kid?
Yeah!
So she never cashed the check.
Yeah, she never cashed the check.
Give him $10 million, and she always she had it.
She kept it. She never cashed it. So the fact of the matter is, dude, like, the character in general is lost on me, and I feel like he should just go away.
Abort.
He should have been aborted, yes. But the fact...
Mayor Queen, what is your view on late-term abortion? Wait, that's a thing? Can you tell me more about this late-term abortion?
Late?
How late?
11,
late?
12 years? How late can we abort?
I'll sign the bill right away.
I'm asking for a friend.
Get it on
is
my
it
desk.
11, 12 years? Can I abort still?
Is it too late?
Jesus.
I'm fucking crying. Oh my God.
Yeah, hey guys, I'm back. What happened to William? Abortion?
Aborted.
Yeah. Wait, Felicity's face. Wait. You aborted him? Yeah. Apparently 12 year late abortion is a thing.
It was 12 weeks, 12 years. I was confused.
Whatever.
My math is shitty. I got D's. But it's cool.
It's cool, man. Hey, I got D's. I passed.
I passed.
But hey, we don't have to worry about William anymore. Hey, Felicity, you don't have to show up for tutoring anymore. Oh my God.
Father of the year.
God, that is so good. Woo. Oh man. I'm crying, dude. I can't help it.
But they kind of used William as a way to get Felicity over, and it was a good test for her.
Yeah, I mean...
But I question that because we've always, like, I think we kind of decided it was the fact that he had a kid that bothered her.
Yeah, it was
the lie of, you know, Oliver not, you know, doing the Team Arrow, Team DC TV thing of not telling people the truth.
Yeah.
So you think this is like her, like pseudo mother figure kind of?
I hope not, dude. Like, the thing is, dude, we talked about this before. They're teasing Alicity, and they're basically putting the tip in for all the people that want Alicity to happen. And I'm going to be completely honest, dude. Like,
I want Alicity, baby.
Yeah. I forgot we had that drop. The thing is, dude, like, is William the Alicity baby then?
No.
Are they going to, like...
They got to have their own.
Yeah, but, like, at least that one, there'd be 12-year abortion on that one, too, as well. I don't know, man. I feel like they're teasing the people that want that.
But, I mean, obviously, at the end, it came back, so...
Yeah, but... like,
dude, I thought it was going to come back when she jumped up on that table to start talking to him.
I did too. Okay. I was not the only one that read it that way. I thought she was jumping up there and like
it's spreading
about to get down.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, damn. I didn't think that Felicity was.
I want an Alicity baby.
That's what she was saying. Like jumping up there. I don't know, man.
Put it in me. Put one in me.
Yeah. Put an Alicity baby in me now. Oh my God.
You're just giving me more shit to cut.
I know, dude. Just whatever, dude. I'm trying to give you good stuff here. I don't know. I mean, I did like the line where Oliver was like, hey, you know, William's life is better with you in it. Even
though you kind of killed his mom and
right,
all this.
Yeah, you kind of fucking killed her, whatever. But the fact of the matter is, dude, like...
That would be the story right there. We find out on the island that the reason...
She chokes her out, dude.
Or she hit her with a rock in the head.
She fucking suffocates her, dude. She's like, here, breathe in this smoke.
We did an autopsy on William's wife, her
Samantha,
mother.
Yeah.
She didn't die from the explosion.
She had a collapsed esophagus. It was so weird how that works.
And it was Diggle's fault.
Yeah, it's a big black man's hands. I don't know why.
That's not where I was going with it.
I didn't think you were, but I decided to at least make
but
it
you, but you but, talked about that scene, and that's kind of what I was bringing up before, is that when you see like the original Team Arrow characters interact with each other, they definitely have a chemistry that the other
absolutely
people haven't had, you know,
again,
or don't have really.
I'm not completely opposed with Felicity and Oliver 2.0, but the fact of the matter is it's got to be done differently. You can't do the same shit you did. You made us despise Felicity for an entire season where we wanted to fuck. We hoped she died on the island. Like, let's be completely honest. And if you're going to do it again, you've got to do it very well, and you've got to make it make sense. So again, I'm not, it doesn't seem as forced, if that makes sense.
Well, if anything, she's going to fall for him because of his leadership in the mayor situation.
He's a different person.
Yeah, the father thing. Because I always tell everybody, I'm way more attractive when I'm with my daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I can definitely tell that girls look at me different when I'm with my daughter. Mainly because I think they think I kidnapped her.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big fucking hairy fuck.
You do look like a scary dude.
Did he steal that kid?
You're like, no, look, this is her. This is her. This is my tattoo. This is my daughter. Fuck off.
And
looks
Harley's
like,
looks like
a cartoon.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who this man is. This crazy
beard. But I just think, like you said, you're seeing a, you know,
a different side of
it. I almost compare it to. You go back to the Batman movies, the Nolanverse, where Rachel goes to him when you're ready to give up that I will be here for you.
Yeah.
And I think like she is willing to go back, or it's time for that to happen because she's seen Oliver give up that mantle. So it's kind of more time for her too now.
So my question is, and this is, you know, strictly, you know, for myself, but I'm good with kids. When can I like babysit Harley and take her out, and then girls can look at me that way?
No,
you're going to use her as bait.
No, I'm like, I'm good with
chum
kids.
In the water.
Yeah, dude. Just right. No. Okay. That was worth a try. Whatever.
Yeah. It's kind of don't use my daughter as Tinder.
I wouldn't swipe Tinder.
Yeah. Just walk around and just be like, no, keep going. Yeah. You just keep swiping right. Yeah.
Yep.
Just take her to the zoo and be like, all right, we're fishing. All right. Yes. Here we go. No, I wouldn't do that. I'm more respectful than that. All right, let's finish up the last segment here, talking about kind of Oliver and him being the mayor, because we do get a ton of that in this episode. One being the anti-vigilante registration, which
Did we have that like 3 seasons ago?
I felt like we did, but it obviously got pushed off because I forget what happened.
What happened?
We done this thing.
Well, it's going to keep happening too. Like the thing is, like here's the thing: they don't call them heroes; they call them vigilantes. And the fact of the matter is if you call someone a vigilante, that means that part of them is bad at some point, you know, or anti-hero or whatever. So this anti-vigilante registration is going to keep popping up until it either gets fucking shot down completely or it gets put
Nobody's calling Supergirl or Flash vigilantes, are they?
No, because that's because they're actual heroes. It's different. It's not brooding. They don't fucking shoot people with arrows.
In the dark.
In the dark. Yeah, how many episodes of Supergirl's at night?
There's a few, but... Yeah, the thing I worry about with this is, you know, with this whole vigilante thing, we do have the vigilante still running around.
Correct.
And that's what...
That's a gray area.
Those people get lumped into that.
Yep.
Guilt by association.
Yeah. And so it doesn't matter whether you're on the good and you're not killing people or you're rescuing people and then you have somebody like vigilante running around shooting fucking everybody.
When are we going to stop using the word vigilante? That's kind of the word. That's the thing that I want to talk about because, you know, like you just brought up, Steve, you brought up a great fucking point. Vibe, Flash, Supergirl, Martian Manhunter. They're all considered heroes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So why the fuck?
The legends.
Two of them are
fucking aliens.
Yeah. Why the fuck? In Star City, is it only vigilantes? And I think that's the thing that when are we going to see the Green Arrow do something that truly says, okay, this guy's a fucking hero?
Yeah, because Green Arrow is the only one that hasn't had a Green Arrow day. We had Flash Day. We had Supergirl Day.
The fact of the matter is he saved the fucking city more times
than
we
can count.
And all
we had was a fucking chocolate-filled Black Canary Day.
Yeah, and I'm
with the derp statue.
But that statue was terrible. But when are we going to stop doing that? And I think this after Chapter 9 and letting the people decide, you know, I think it's actually a good thing. But we're going to see some shit that's going to make it.
And this is where I think this might be a perfect time to have Vigilante show back up. Because if they're voting on this, and then all of a sudden they see him fucking gunning down people,
yeah.
The news goes off like the news does. It says, that's the vigilante. And they're like, oh, shit, we're fucked now.
I mean, you bring up the vigilante to be the bad guy.
Yes.
The bad vigilante. And you have the good vigilantes fighting against him. And then it goes, wait a second. Which one is which? And at that point, you can lot the you know, Team Arrow as heroes.
Do they have any crossovers teased again? Have they done that?
Yeah, there's going to be a four-parter.
There's a four-parter.
Okay. But it has nothing to do with the stories.
Yeah, they're no... Emily Bett Richards is showing up on Flash next week, I think, for the...
Kind of like the pre...
No, for the bachelorette party.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But nothing like legit, like crossover.
They got the huge crossover, the four-parter, but it's completely like...
Because it could be a good excuse, right? You bring in the Supergirl and the Flash in some way, and now they, you know.
Well, the last couple crossovers that we've done, we haven't really seen Arrow get any type of recognition of being part of that superhero squad or whatever. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be interesting with the city and how they do it and you know. I hope that it works out, but you know,
it was just funny that led into the FBI thing.
All right, guys, with that. Oh, right. Yeah. The FBI thing. Holy shit.
I mean, it's a weird cliffhanger to go with, but of course, all those people are associated with Oliver Queen.
Yeah. Like we know that, like, you know, that Diggle is part
like,
of...
did you really put Renee and Lance up there?
Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I just feel like I don't know where they're going with the FBI thing. I think that's why I'm kind of like, I don't know. Like, it's just
weird. Better have a payoff because
it better have a big payoff.
Right now, it's just kind of a bunch of bullshit.
It's kind of a waste of time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Luckily, it was only 30 seconds.
Thank
but
God.
Still, you're just like, what's going on? And if, okay, one, you've saved all this. You have Argus backing you because your wife runs Argus. That's a government agency that has the president behind it. Why can't the president look at that FBI agent and be like, dude, leave these people the fuck alone?
Dude. That's what I've been asking myself is like Argus is way more powerful than the FBI. You could just make that chick disappear. Like, dude, like let's be completely
abort
her. Well, how old is she? Like 30 something? That's a late term abortion, right? Just 30 something years. Yeah, whatever, dude. Just, you know, whatever. All right. So with that, let's jump into final thoughts of the episode. You know what, Bobby, why don't you go first?
Again, it's nice to see kind of, original Team Arrow, the interactions with them is probably the highlight for me. The Diggle thing with the drugs, I don't know where they're going. I never even thought about the Speedy getting hooked on heroin thing. So if they went that route, it might be interesting to see kind of like strung out Diggle trying to figure out his way. But just bringing Oliver back to the thing going, well, I'm here for you, buddy, or, you know, whatever it is. The episodes are getting stronger still for me. I know we've, talked about the fall off, and I always worry about them risking going back to it. Fight scenes were good. They had that weird like Ninja Turtle, everybody jumped from a different part of the balcony thing into the main crowd.
Yeah.
That I thought was kind of just like iffy, but the team working together and fighting to get rid of the gas, like all that choreography, and then the final shots going into that limo thing were just fucking awesome.
Yeah,
it was some
really
of the best
well done
we've ever seen. And so I can't praise them enough for that kind of stuff, to where it's just like you kind of forget about William and all that other crap because, you've done something so technically sound that you're just like, wow, that was impressive.
Yeah. No, I totally agree, man. I think we definitely got some shots that were way different. William is still bugging me, but I think that it's going to change the more we see Oliver not be in the suit. But obviously that's going to get knocked backwards when he obviously suits back up. It's going to happen. The thing with Diggle is really kind of, it's wearing me out. And I mean that in like a good way, where it's like, God, what the fuck is going to happen with Diggle? Because I care about that character. So I think they're doing a really good job of making me kind of like, where are they going with Diggle? I don't know, man. I think the FBI thing, like you said, better have a good payoff. If not, it's going to be a total waste of time. And I hate
she better
that.
Be working for whatever the big bad is. Well, when we get to Helix or whatever,
it has to be. Or like you said, if they're not connected to Argus in some way, or
it doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense.
Yeah. So again, I liked the episode. I thought it was a strong episode. Steve, what'd you think?
I don't know. I'm like a lot of people. I've struggled with Arrow for a long time, and so I pop in from here and there. But since I've been on, helping you guys out on this, I've been trying to keep up on it. The kid, I'm with you, man. I could have done without that whole storyline to begin with. It does nothing for me. A lot of the other quote unquote heroes, they don't do much for me. I kind of like the Elicity thing. I'm maybe the odd man out here.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
I feel it's better.
It's better now.
It's better paced than what happened before.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't feel like they're like, everybody loves Elicity. Put those two guys together. Yeah. Yes, you guys are a couple now.
Yeah. I hope they keep this whole mayoral thing going and it rounds him out to bring, like you were saying earlier, that leadership aspect back and makes him be the Arrow that we know he could or should be. And then gets rid of some of that second guessing himself or brooding nature and all
holding
that.
Holding on to things, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Let that baggage go, man.
So I don't know. I agree with you, man. We'll see what happens. With that, guys, that's going to do it for today's DC on CW Air Edition. Remember, you can always catch any past or future episodes through the Rayman Digital app. Follow us on Twitter, DCOnCW.com, Facebook.com/DCOnCW, and Instagram, DC_on_CW. With that, guys, we'll see you next week.
Not in the mood for chit-chat. Gotcha. Ready when you are.